Hey, this is Leticia. Question for you. What would you do to meet your soulmate, your earth partner, the love of your life? You've heard of stories about brothers and sisters that were separated at birth and lived within miles or even blocks of each other and didn't know. What if the one for you is that close? Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you would do whatever you had to do to make the connection, right? What if that person were in a different state or country? Are you still as likely to do what you had to do to make it happen? If not, why not? Now, here's the reality. Just like dating outside of your race opens up the opportunity to more choices and increases your chance of finding true love, dating outside of your zip code does the same thing. When you open up your mind to the idea of talking to everyone, and yes, I mean everyone, you allow yourself to be available to others that may not have ever traveled into your neighborhood, your city, your state, or even your country. That is, until they met you. Now, I already hear my stubborn folks out there saying, I ain't moving across the globe for nobody. Well, here's a thought. Maybe somebody would move across the world for you. You are worth it, right? There are plenty of success stories on the site that tell the tale of people hooking up across state lines and international waters. Take Renee Nine and MMW Tenaday. They started talking in January, and Renee Nine says that in June, she'll be moving from Ohio to Florida. Maggie 56 was living in the U.S., and XSDEV 8 was in Australia. Now, they're married and both living in Australia. They met on our site. Check out their success story, and then think about what you are willing to do to make your connection. Keeping in mind that just because you may not be willing to move, doesn't mean that the other person will feel the same way. Shoot, I'd travel 1,000 miles to find a nice pair of shoes, so you know I would go just about anywhere for the right man. Now, let's apply that same logic to the website. What is finding the right person worth? What is the going rate on happiness these days? And if you're already a subscriber to the site, you already know the answer to this question. If not, let's talk about it. Perhaps what's keeping you from making that commitment is that you feel you shouldn't have to pay to meet other people or date online. But you do it anyway. You meet some friends after work for a drink, maybe dinner. Someone catches your eye. Ooh, you buy them a drink. This process can go on and on for some time. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll get a phone number out of the deal. Only to call a few days later and learn that the only thing the two of you have in common is the fact that the other night you were both at the same place at the same time. Now, if you had been a subscriber to the site and after you left having drinks because you know you still have to go out and socialize and mingle, when you got home, you got online and there are literally hundreds of people online that are available to talk to you in a group setting, the lobby, or if you want a one-on-one, a private chat room. You are able to set the stage and make contact with others and not wait for them to reach out to you. You are in control. Bottom line, you give and take free things every day. However, do you treat those things the same way that you treat the things that you've paid your hard-earned money for? If you become a subscriber, not only do you step up your game and opportunity for more options, you let everybody else know that you are serious about making lifetime connections. You are serious, aren't you? If not, that's okay. We want you to keep coming back, too, because you probably have a friend that would be perfect for us. This is Leticia, and keep coming back.